anything ever happens, make sure you call the proper authorities. Hanging out with us today, one of those proper authorities, it's your Y95 traffic stop with Constable Greg Bowie. How are you doing today, Greg?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm good. It's not raining, so it seems like the last couple of Thursdays we've done this, it's been good weather, so I don't know, we must be good luck. It seems like it rains every weekend, so other than that, doing quite well. And yourself?
Yeah, well, like you said, it's not raining now, but that's how you can tell it's a weekday, because the second the weekend comes, it's going to start raining again.
Oh, I know. It's good for the wells, and the grass loves it, but it's nice to be able to have a bit of sunshine so you can do some chores around your property. But, yeah, no, we have no say in that, I guess.
No, we do not. So, starting things off today with one of the first questions. It's a bit of an interesting one. They say that they thought they saw someone breaking into a vehicle a couple of weeks ago. They weren't sure at the point if they should call 911 or the local RCMP number. I assume the non-emergency line for that.
Yeah. Just like you said, the local number is for non-emergency, and it's up to, I guess, the individual to determine what they witness at any point in time, if it's an emergency or not. That particular question, I would consider that an emergency. If I saw somebody breaking actively into a car or a building or something, actually seeing that happening, I would call 911 just so there's no time delay. But obviously, it depends on if it's an immediate response requirement, like a motor vehicle collision or something that happened weeks and days ago. It's not considered an emergency. So, but with that particular one, I would say that would be a 911 emergency.
I gotta agree with you there. And another question here. It's interesting because a couple weeks ago when we last talked, we had a very similar one. But what are the laws regarding open alcohol on boats? Do the same laws apply as like a vehicle?
Yeah, very similar. There's a few requirements. You can consume alcohol on a boat, but there are, like I said, requirements. One, the boat has to be anchored, docked, or breached. It can't be in motion at all. So it doesn't matter what type of boat it is. If it's in motion, you can't consume any alcohol, any passengers or anything like that. And then to consume alcohol on a boat, it also has to be required to have permanent sleeping, cooking, and toilet facilities. So a good example would be like a fishing vessel, but they have to have those features to be able to, I don't know if the word is qualify, but to be able to consume alcohol at all on the boat. And then if they do have that, then the second part is, like I said, it has to be breached, docked, or anchored before they can consume.
Right, not just your average pontoon boat or something like that.
Exactly, no. You can't just get on the Sea-Doo or a pontoon boat or what have you. As much as everybody wants to have a good time. And then, of course, the impaired laws are the same on water as they are on land. So if you're caught for impaired driving, the same consequences take effect.
And this next one's an interesting one, talking about the speed limit in school zones, let's say after school hours, like talking 5-6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, so there's different rules for that across the country, and in Nova Scotia, it just says the speed limit when children present. And to clarify that, is basically as it says, when children are present. So if it's during school hours and there's children in the area there, then it applies. But also in the evening, if there's an after-school function that could be soccer or what have you, like some type of function that children are present outside in the evening, even though it's not school hours, it still applies here in Nova Scotia. Some other provinces are just, they'll say Monday to Friday, 8 to 4, for example. But here where it says when children present, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when children are present. So like I said, if they're playing soccer or baseball or something and they're right there by the road, then it definitely applies.
Right. And is that like a group of kids, or let's say you see a couple kids on the bike, do you have to slow down or...
It's just when children are present. So, like, if they're biking on the sidewalk, it wouldn't apply, but it's more on the facility of school property. So if they're on the soccer field and they're, next to the road pretty much, then that would qualify for, just driving the school zone speed versus the regular posted speed limit.
All right. And similarly here, in construction zones with no workers on site, you'll see coming up to them, especially on the highway, might say speed limit 80 or something like that. Well, the rest of the highway is 100, but there's no workers out there doing anything, no equipment, just the cones.
Yeah, you still have to obey it. If the construction zone is not in use or needed, they should have it covered or removed. Like every situation is different. Like if there's nobody on site and there's no construction, then they shouldn't have the signs out. But if they've stopped for lunch or for whatever reason, then you should still treat it as a construction zone, because you may, you never want to assume and just go the normal speed limit, and all of a sudden, there's a construction worker somewhere doing something, and it's for their safety. So you have to, when the signs are up, you have to obey the construction sign.
Right, and it's also for your safety as well, because when things are under construction, you don't know the stability of everything.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It might not be anybody in sight. It could be the road could be ripped up in a section, and instead of nailing a area of the road that's been ripped up at 100, and I'd rather go slower and, save the bottom of your vehicle. So there might be just safety reasons to your own vehicle versus the safety of the construction workers.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for hanging out with us again, Greg, and answering those questions. We'll touch base again coming up.
Not a problem. You have yourself a great day.
And don't forget to get your questions into the Y95 traffic stop at cjls.com.